With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show. I am your host, Dadon Tolbert. Today I want to talk a little bit about gun control in America. This is something that everyone's been talking about politically, socially. It's something that is in front of everyone's minds right now because of this most recent mass shooting down in Florida. And, you know, it's something I've actually been talking about the last several weeks here on the show. But I really wanted, there's just so many intricate details surrounding gun control that I want to address. So I figured I'd just do one, you know, full show. That way, you know, if people wanted to go back and just kind of listen, they would have a centralized place to kind of hear my thoughts on gun control. So, yeah, that's what I'll do. You know, today, like I said, I want to talk about AR-15s. I want to talk about teachers carrying guns in the classroom. They got bulletproof backpacks going on out here. So, I mean, it's something that we all need to kind of just talk about and clear the air on and figure out, you know, what's the best way to proceed moving forward. All right, so let's jump right into it. Today's show is brought to you by my new book, Redefining Greatness, The Virtuous Woman's Guide to Love, which will be out a little bit later on this year. Look out for it. And if you haven't already, check out my novel, The Love We Had, in stores now. Let's jump right into it. You know, it's so much. And again, I said this last week when I talked about Black Panther. But, you know, rest in peace to all the victims, the children that were killed, the teachers that were killed down in Parkland. And, you know, it's something that this, and I just want to preface this show by saying that this is something that should never happen. You know, parents should never have to bury their children. Kids should never have to grieve for their classmates because of something like this. It's absolutely ridiculous. I believe there are many things, which I'll talk about today, that need to be done to combat this issue. But, you know, I do not want to – I want to centralize the focus where it should go. You know what I'm saying? You know, with this whole gun control debate, I'm hearing a lot of talking points that, in my opinion, are more political than anything. You know, and this stuff goes deep. You know, this is not like, okay, something bad happened, so let's figure out the best way to stop this from happening again. That's really not what's going on out here on a large scale, on a national level. What we're seeing is people are politicizing the debate. You know, you have your liberals and you got your, you know, your Republicans, conservatives, and this whole NRA battle that's been going on forever. And that's what this is more so about. You know, who is going to come out on top of the gun control? Who's going to get their agenda pushed forward? Not necessarily how to figure out how to stop kids from dying, how to stop kids from being shot dead in the street in the hoods. You know what I'm saying? Everyone wants to, you know, there's this big debate about AR-15s. let's get rid of all AR-15s. I'm looking like, you know, what's the significance of AR-15s? I said, well, that must be the most popular gun in these mass shootings. It's got to be. You know, so I did some research. I said, oh, let me take a look at, you know, this AR-15s. And you guys know me. I'm a gun enthusiast. You know, I have an AR-15, you know, mini guns, several guns. I'm a gun collector. You know, so I'm very familiar with AR-15s. But I'm like, from an actual standpoint, let me really do some research to see what is the significance of these AR-15s. Why are they, I mean, of all the guns out here, why do they want to have this gun banned? So I did some research. I said, well, like I said, that must be the best or the most popular, that most highly used weapon in these mass shootings historically. So I did some research, and that's not the case. You know what I mean? We have these people going into these schools, and you know, again, not to minimize it, not to trivialize it, but one is too many. Let me say it. One shooting in these schools would be one too many. But they're saying it like this happens all the time. They're saying like this is a natural, regular occurrence. When in reality, it's really, if you look at it, it's really like once in a blue moon something like this happens. A lot of the media, once they put out these statistics, they say, well, you know, there have been 18, this is the 18th mass shooting, but that's not really true. If you guys really look up some numbers, the way they tabulate those numbers is, anytime a gun is fired, you know, in a school or on school grounds, or there's like an incident involving a gun, they kind of throw that into that number. And so it's really not that high of a number as the media is making it. But again, that's kind of irrelevant. Like I said, one would be too many. We want to make sure this doesn't happen. So why are we talking about banning one specific gun? So let's look at some research. So I looked at I looked up some numbers from 1987 from until now. Some government, this is on a government site, but there have basically been the most popular gun used in mass shootings is a semi-automatic handgun. That is the most commonly used weapon in mass shootings. That's from 1987 until 2017. It's handguns. You know, it's not AR-15s. It's not Uzis. It's not bazookas. It's just your regular handgun. Some idiot gets a handgun. He goes in and shoots up schools. And reloading, and he's just shooting people. That's what happens more often than not. Handguns, and before I go any further, because I was having a conversation over the weekend with my aunt, and I don't know, a lot of people don't really know this, and that's not, I'm glad you don't know it. You're not supposed to know it, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people don't know the differences between these guns. They don't know how this stuff really works, and so I just want to use this show to be more informational than anything. And so the difference between an automatic gun and a semi-automatic gun is, a automatic gun is where you can, this is any gun, you know, handgun, you know, an assault rifle, whatever, is when you can just basically hold down the trigger, bullets just fly out. You don't have to keep physically moving your trigger finger. You can just hold down the trigger and the bullets just come out. That is an automatic weapon. Okay, automatic weapons in this country are absolutely illegal. They've been illegal. You know what I mean? And now Donald Trump just put legislation into place where a very commonly used piece that is used to turn semi-automatic weapons into automatic weapons, that piece itself has been outlawed. That is now illegal. So, because a lot of people are thinking like, you know what I mean? A lot of people just don't know about the difference between automatic and semi-automatic. Understand, at this point, there are no automatic weapons that are legalized, okay? Now, a semi-automatic weapon is a gun where, you know, let's say you're talking about a handgun. You just put the clip in, you cock it, and you have to shoot it. You have to pull the trigger. And so that's what these shootings are. No one is going into these schools with automatic weapons, okay? Every gun that's been used in these shootings, that gunman is physically pulling the trigger, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like they're just physically pulling it. Some of these weapons hold up to 30 bullets at a time. Some of these weapons hold up to 100 bullets at a time. And so you can, you know, you have more, you have a option to buy one of those drums that hold 100 bullets or 30 bullets, and that can maximize your opportunity to hit as many people as possible. That's more so what the debate is. You know what I'm saying? But you'll see my point in a minute. With these semi-automatic weapons, the handguns are what's most popular. The reason why they're most popular is because they're very accurate. You can kind of just point and shoot. A lot of times the recoil is not as bad, meaning when you pull the trigger, the gun flies up. But if you're a strong man, a regularly sized man, you can control that recoil pretty easily. And so it's very accurate. If you point the gun at someone, you're probably going to hit them. Whereas with a shotgun or with an AR-15, the recoil is a lot heavier, it's a lot more powerful. So if you're going into a school, if you're really trying to hit as many people as possible, you're trying to be as surgical as possible and just, and I'm saying be as precise, that probably would not be your go-to gun, which is why it's not the most popular gun in these mass shootings. And so what you have to realize is that when you are, you know, when we're having this debate, you got to really understand guns. I'm seeing a lot of people who are having this gun debate, but they really have no knowledge of guns. They've never held a gun. They've never bought a gun. But they're talking about what kinds of guns do this and what kind of guns do that. And it's really not beneficial to anyone if you're not familiar with actual guns. You see, and I'm not talking down anyone. I'm just saying really do some research on the different guns. Because if you're talking about the AR-15 should be banned, but then what about the Uzi? You know, what about some of these high-caliber 9mm that also hold 30 rounds? You know, and I'll talk about some of those guns. So we have to understand, so hopefully everyone understands the difference between automatic and semi-automatic. The liberals, the Democrats, for the most part, are the ones leading the charge saying, we should ban AR-15s. Now, a little bit later in the show, I'll talk more about my opinion on why that is. Okay? Guys got to understand, if you know anything about the direction this country is headed in, it's not surprising that that's what they want to do. You know, I had a little, I'm skipping around, because I feel like this is important for people to understand. Let me just ask y'all a question. If we all understand how racist and corrupt this country is, and specifically racist and oppressive, I mean, we don't know what's going on. We got kids being shot dead by the cops. We got governments doing all types of things. We got all regulations being put in place. I mean, next thing you know, we'll have martial law. And what we have to understand is there is an agenda to keep us as black folk, as minority, as the poor. It's not about black or white. It's about the rich and the poor, the oppressed, the disenfranchised. There's an agenda to keep us under where everyone else is. And so because of that, that's why we're seeing all this stuff that's happening. So my question to everyone listening is, if that's been the main debate and the main talking point over the last several years with Trayvon and all these other shootings and killings and just things that are not going in our favor as African-Americans, why? I'm just asking, and this is from my perspective, why would you want the government, why would you want police to be able to have all of these high-power weapons? Why would you want them to be able to have everything they want to have? But we got to have little pea shooters. We know we live in an oppressive country. We know for a fact we live in a racist country. So I'm just asking, why would you not want to arm yourselves? Why would you want to not have the ability to be able to protect your family? Because when I think about this debate, I think of people like Malcolm X. I think of people like the Black Panthers. Back in the day, we were passionate as a people about being able to protect ourselves and arm ourselves and protect our families and protect our people, protect our stores, our businesses. So my question is, as a community, why would you want to give that away? I mean, I'm just asking. It makes no sense to me. It makes zero sense to me. Now, again, that's not to say that we do not need legislation that protects our children and to make it less easy for these guns to get into the hands of people who have no business with these guns. We absolutely need that legislation. But don't be stupid and just give away your rights that are protected by the Constitution. What rights are those? Well, the rights I'm talking about is our Second Amendment right. The Second Amendment is, and let me just read it to you, because a lot of people have no idea. They know the Second Amendment has nothing to, I mean, has something to do with guns, and they know that that's what it's about, but they don't know specifically. Now, the Second Amendment, let me just read some. It says it is supporting the natural rights of self-defense, right? Self-defense meaning you're able to protect yourself, you're able to protect your home, but watch this. And, it's not a period, it's an and, resistance to oppression. You see that? Resistance to oppression. Well, what kind of oppression? A lot of people don't understand it, a lot of people don't know their history, but when this country was founded, we were being oppressed. You see, when we wanted independence, we said, hey, look, we want to make sure nothing like this happens again. We want to make sure the government is not able to oppress us. And if they try, we're able to defend ourselves. We want to be able to defend ourselves personally, self-defense, but we also want to defend ourselves against oppression from the government. You know what I mean? So that's actually what it's for. The government wants to do all types of crazy stuff, oppress us, enslave us, you know what I'm saying, put in place crazy stuff. Well, that's what we're here to protect ourselves with. And then lastly, it says, and the civic duty to act in concert in defense of the state. And that's more so, you know what I mean, we kind of just protect our environment, protect, you know what I mean, do our civic duty to just, you know what I mean, protect ourselves and others. So, again, I'll just ask, as corrupt and racist as this country is, do you want to just sacrifice your Second Amendment right? Or, and watch this, because this is what they're leading, this is what they want to do. They want to say, okay, fine. We're not going to, this country will never ban all guns like a lot of countries have. We'll never ban all guns. But essentially what they want to do, this is what most likely will happen, what they really want to happen, is for the government to have all types of weapons. And then we as people, as citizens, to be able to have little revolvers or little 9mm, you know, maybe a .45. But as far as, like, you know, the big stuff, the shotguns, you know, semi-automatic shotguns, the AR-15s, and, you know, all types of other, you know, high-power, you know, guns, they don't want us to be able to have that. Well, so we'll let y'all have that. We'll have the little pea shooters. And so, I mean, because we all, I mean, if you really are quote-unquote woke, I'm preaching to the choir. Y'all know what's coming. Like, people know what's on the way. You know, we know hopefully people know where this, the direction that we're going, what the last days will really look like. So if you know, if you really know what's going on, you'd be a fool to want to sacrifice your rights. Maybe we'll see it in this lifetime, maybe we won't. But again, if we all really know what's up, you know what's coming in the very near future. All right, let's keep it real. All right, so I'm gonna come back to that, but again, take some time. You know, after today's show, really take some time and do some research on the Second Amendment, what it was put in place for, and if you really understand what its purpose is, you would really not want to just give away your right to defend yourself. All right, defend yourself at the highest level. Okay. Now, let me back up a little bit. I have a bone to pick. And this is just, I've been saying this on and off for many months, many years actually. My issue is this. And again, rest in peace to the dead. God bless the dead. You know what I mean? None of this has anything to do with that tragedy. But my thing is, why is it that every single time there is a mass shooting, there are mass shootings all the time. It may not be in a white school in the suburbs, but trust and believe, there are mass shootings, meaning multiple people killed every single day. Please, multiple people shot every single day. But the media, the news, they don't call those quote unquote mass shootings. That's just some niggas got shot and some niggas wilding out in the hood. But those are mass shootings, just like, you know, Sandy Hook or anywhere else. But it's just CNN didn't show up to cover it. So my issue is, why is it that every time the white kids get killed, the white mothers are on television grieving, the media wants to start this, you know, or perpetuate this debate about quote unquote gun control? It's ridiculous, and that's not even a strong enough word for it. It's ridiculous. People are shot every single day. Why is the term gun control only, watch this is going to blow your freaking mind. Why is gun control only referring to legal guns? Legal guns. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's not about guns in the streets, illegal guns within the hands of these niggas, these criminals, because that's an everyday thing. That's not what they're talking about when they're talking about gun control. When they're talking about gun control, they're talking about legalized guns, meaning guns that anyone can go into a store, an establishment, and purchase legally. Guess what, guys? Those are not the biggest problems. Legal guns are not the biggest issue. It's illegal guns. Illegal guns, you know, the Tech Nines, the Uzis, the AR-15s, the rifle. There are so many illegal guns on these streets, killing people every single day. And that is, we need real gun control, meaning we need to figure out where are these guns coming from, what government officials, what CIA officials are flooding the hoods with these guns, because we know how the guns get in here. And, you know, who's buying them illegally through straw purchases? A straw purchase, if you guys don't know what a straw purchase is, that's like me getting, say I have a criminal record, and so I'll get, you know, my girlfriend or some chick or some, you know, some young guy to go out to a store who has a clean record, and he'll buy the gun legally, but give it to me who is a criminal, and then I'll go and sell it on the street. And that's called a straw purchase. And so what we need, in my opinion, this is real gun control. We need to, one, crack down on how the guns are getting into these cities, right? Real gun control is really penalizing these people who are committing these straw purchases and carrying illegal guns. I think here in Philly it's like a 5-year minimum for a gun. Yo, I don't care forget 5 years, 25, 15 to 20. For a gun, for an illegal gun, why not? Don't have illegal guns. I got guns. My guns are legal. Why are we so lenient on these criminals? If you illegally purchase a gun for somebody, real gun control, you're going to jail for 15 to 20 years. And I think we see a significant decrease in these straw purchases. We see a significant decrease in these thugs riding around with illegal guns tucked under the seat, we'd see a drop in all that. Let's really crack down. That's real gun control. When you hear when you turn on CNN and they're talking about gun control, this is what they need to be talking about. Not legal guns that law abiding citizens are going out and purchasing to put into their gun collection. That is not the biggest problem in this country. It's not, no matter how you want to slice it. Some crazy kid going into a school in Florida or in the Sandy Hook or Aurora or wherever else, yeah, that is a tragedy, absolutely. But we need to understand, one, it is not common. as much as the media wants to make it seem like, it's not very common. It does not happen every day. It might not even happen once every month. Might not even happen once every 6 months. But again, one time is too many. But let's keep it in the perspective that when we talk about gun control, that's not the biggest problem. So let's put some pressure on this mainstream media. And, you know, and if you have influence, you have a voice, and some, so even if it's just Facebook, you know, start asking the question. Why do we only have the gun control debate after some of these white kids get shot? Doesn't make any sense. Turn on your local news. A 9-year-old boy, a 6-year-old girl could be shot. Where is CNN talking about gun control? Where are these liberal Congress people talking about gun control when these little boys get shot in the hood? That is what tells you guys that people aren't really concerned with gun control. They're concerned with gun legislation. You understand how that works? Nobody cares about these guns. They care about putting their political agenda first. That's what's really going on out here. Real gun control is passing gun laws that put these criminals in jail, and they make it harder for people to buy guns. Let's talk about those people. You know, what kinds of people should gun control address? Now, here's the thing. I'm all for gun control. I'm all for, watch this, I'm all for gun legislation. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. But I'm absolutely for gun control and gun legislation. You know, I think that what we, Barack Obama came out with something. He said common sense gun laws. I'm cool with common sense gun laws. You know, if someone has a criminal record, let's prevent them from buying a gun, period. If someone has a history of mental instability, let's absolutely prevent them from buying a gun. You know, I feel like maybe there should be some type of program before buying a gun. You have to complete an assessment. You know, maybe a 7-day waiting period, and in that 7-day or 14-day waiting period, you have to go online and complete a mental health evaluation. I just thought it off the top of my head. That is a great idea. Somebody write your congressman, tell him that's what we need to do. Make these people complete a mental health evaluation to make sure you're not crazy or unstable prior to being able to purchase a gun. There should, in my opinion, you should not be able to just go into a store and buy a gun. If I get pissed off, if I get fired from my job, and I don't have a criminal record, let's just say I get fired from my job. I'm not crazy, but somebody, my boss, pissed me off. I should not be able to go into a store immediately after being fired from a job and being crazy and being pissed off and get a gun, any type of gun, and go into the post office or wherever and shoot up a school or shoot up an establishment. No one should be able to do that. I feel like you should not be able to do that. You got to be able to think about what you're buying, calm down if you're hyped up, and relax, and then figure out, is this really what you want to do? 7 to 14-day waiting period prior to purchasing a weapon. I see no problem with that. And I feel like that's something that both liberals as well as conservatives should be able to agree on, because in my opinion, that is common sense gun legislation. You know, again, mental evaluations, no criminal record. I agree with having to be 21. You know what I mean? I do not think that an 18-year-old needs to be able to go into a store and buy a weapon. I have no problem with that, with the age of 21. You know, what I do have a problem with, okay, is people saying, hey, look, I want to ban the AR-15. You know what I mean? Like, what is the significance of the AR-15? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't get that. What is this? I mean, literally, that's what people are talking about. And you really have to use your common sense. Why is everyone talking about that gun? That, I'll tell you what, that is one of the most powerful guns you can buy. The reason I say it's most powerful is because those bullets are about, they're very, I'll put it like, they're very big. They're like the biggest bullets you can buy. You know what I mean? They're very big. I got a couple boxes of them down in my basement. They're very big. Okay, at least a couple inches long, maybe 3 inches long. They're very, them bullets that they go into, they're doing some damage. You know what I mean? Your typical bulletproof vest, is, you know, that's going to hurt. You know, and the reality is that they don't want the guns. You guys got to think outside the box. The government does not want, when all hell breaks loose, when everything really happens, they don't want the people having the same weapons coming back at them that they're shooting at us, if y'all really know what's going on out here. That's the real reason that they want the AR-15. Y'all know that, right? That's it. Because with these school shootings, again, rest in peace, God bless the day, handguns are the most commonly used weapon in these school shootings. Little handguns, 9mm. That is, look it up. Don't take my, look it up. Google right now, what is the most common gun used in mass shootings? And you'll see for yourself, it's not AR-15s. It's handguns, period, little guns, regular guns. The real reason is they want to disarm the citizens. You know what I mean? They want to infringe upon our constitutional rights. They want to limit our rights. They say, hey, you can protect yourselves, but hey, we just don't want you protecting yourself like that. But what kind of protection is that? You know what I mean? Now, I want to just further illustrate that point. I you know, it's funny, all this talk of guns, you know, and I say I'm a gun enthusiast. I love guns. I'm not gonna say I love guns, but I enjoy collecting guns. I love going to the range. I enjoy shooting. I like building up my gun collection. Some people like basketball cards, football cards, whatever. You know, I like, some women love sex toys, whatever. I just like guns. I like collecting them. And, you know, a lot of my guns have never even been shot. I have some guns I will buy just for the purpose of having them. You know what I mean? Oh, that's just an addition to the collection. You know, so I have no problem with people purchasing exotic guns. Big guns, powerful guns. Doesn't mean you're crazy. People say, you know, it's always the non-gun holders or non-gun enthusiasts or people that don't even know about guns. I'm like, well, why do you need that? What do you mean? Why do I need that? I don't need it, you know what I mean, any more than you need a $400 weave. I just like guns. I just enjoy collecting guns. People don't need guns just like you don't need a $500 knife set, kitchen knife set. You don't need a PlayStation. You don't need the new $3,000 curved TV. There's so many things people don't necessarily need. You don't need $2,000 rims on your car, you know. But at the end of the day, some people just like what they like. You don't need $500 Jordans. You know, the new LeBrons came out, $300. Do you need those? No, but you want them. You want your kid to have them. So our constitutional right as gun enthusiasts is to be able to buy the types of guns we want. Does that mean we're crazy? Does that mean we want to shoot up a school? No. Just means that's just what we're into. There's nothing wrong with that. You see what I'm saying? But one of the things that people need to understand is that you can ban, you know, the AR-15. But if you look up, my point was with this, I went to a store, all this talk got me, you know, got me having the itch again, and I got the bug. My wife was like, yo, what's wrong with you? This was like maybe 10 years ago. I shouldn't say, maybe like right before my daughter was born, I'll say that. Right before my daughter was born, I bought like 4 guns within like a 2 or 3 month period. I just went, you know, because they say, you know, you have a daughter, you got to, you know, got to protect your daughter, you got to protect your family. And so I just kind of, that's just what I did. I just went crazy. I had the bug. I got with my friends that also had the bug, my buddies that went to the range. I'm like, yo, what's up? Let me hit this range. Yo, take this ride with me to the gun shop. You know what I mean? Let me see what's going on. And that's just what I did. And so I was cool for a while. I didn't really have that itch. I didn't have the bug, but I got the bug again. You know what I mean? So I was just chilling one day, and I was like, let me just take a ride out to the store, to the gun shop, just see what's going on. I didn't plan on buying it. I just kind of wanted to see what was new, see what was going on. And they had the used gun section, and then they had the new gun section. They had the used handgun section, they had the used shotguns, and they had the used high-power rifles and things like that, assault rifles. And, you know, you can always get a nice little discount on the used stuff. And so I'm overlooking at the I was looking at the guns. Watch this. I wasn't even at the assault rifle section. But if I didn't post it on Facebook. I posted in one of the gun groups that I'm in on Facebook. But if I posted this gun on my page, y'all would be like, what is that? Y'all would be like, yo, that gun should be illegal. That's probably the type of gun that they want. They need to ban the AR-15, and that's why I'm glad they're talking about banning and this and that. And I was like, oh, my, it looked like something out of Terminator. You know what I mean? It looked like something futuristic. And I was like, yo, I said, how much is that? The gun was like $850. That was used. But it had a, it looked like an AR-15 pistol with a pistol grip. Some AR-15s look like rifles. Other AR-15s don't have that long back on it, and you just have the pistol. It looks more like a long pistol, but it still has the AR-15 cartridge. And that's what this gun looked like. So you're saying, oh, yeah, so we should ban that too. But guess what that gun was? Take a guess. The gun was only a 9mm handgun. I didn't know what it was. I looked at it. I'm in the gun. I'm like, yo, my man, what's this? I asked the guy. I said, yo, what is that? What's that, like an AR-15? He's like, no, that's just a gun, a 9mm. This is a handgun. This is a cool-looking handgun. I was like, whoa. He was like, yeah, it holds 30. He's like, yeah, take a look at it. I held it, and it felt like my AR-15. I ejected the cartridge, and he's like, yeah, see, it holds 30 rounds. And he's like, yeah, but it takes 9mm bullets. I said, wow, that's pretty cool. And so I was going to buy it. I'm like, yo, I'm getting that. And so I was going to put it on layaway. I was like, all right, well, let me see what else is going on. So I walked over to the other side. Wouldn't you believe, I came back over not 5 minutes later, and this white dude, he was putting it on layaway. I was like, damn, yo, you getting that? He's like, yeah, man. He's like, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing right there. Long story short, I was pissed. Don't get me, I'm still pissed about that, because I really should just right then and there. That's how fast they go. And that's how popular they are. But you'll see my point in a minute. My point is that gun, trust and believe, is not, will not do any more damage or any less damage than an AR-15. A bullet is a bullet. If you get, 90%, let's just keep it real. If you get shot, period, you're going to be seriously injured and most likely die. Regardless what type kind of, if you get shot, you get shot. You know what I mean? So if you got shot with that gun or you get shot with AR-15, either way, you're dead. So let's just say tomorrow they ban the AR-15. Okay, you can no longer buy AR-15s. But you can still go out and buy that gun. You know what I mean? And if you're crazy, if you're deranged, if you have an issue, mentally unstable, you can still go in and buy a gun that holds just as many rounds. You buy a couple magazines, you buy 3-4 magazines, you know what I mean, in the same weapon, that's a lot of shots. You know, you can let off 90 shots in a matter of minutes with the same gun, 9mm, that you kill with the AR-15. So please, someone intelligent, tell me, what's the significance of banning the AR-15? It's not even the most common gun used in mass shootings. 9mm semi-automatic handguns are, right? That gun that I was literally, me personally, last week, was literally about to buy, it held the exact same number of bullets and would do just as much damage, and it looked a lot cooler. So, again, what's the significance of banning the AR-15? Now, watch this. I was kind of just upset about that. You know, I said, that. I really wanted that guy. I really was going to buy that. It was crazy. So I walked off. Dang, man, the guy was like, yeah, man. He's like, they come in, they they go out just like that. You kind of just got to luck up and grab them when they come in on a trade or something. I was like, yeah, I see. So I said, well, what else you got? You know, I said, now, because I really got the bug. I didn't even come here to buy none. I'm like, I need something now. What you got for me? He handed me an Uzi. Now, I don't know if you guys know about Uzis. Just look up, if you don't, most people know about Uzi, but if you don't know what an Uzi is, just Google Uzi hunt handgun. You know, Uzis are one of the more commonly used automatic weapons from back in the day that people used to either buy automatic or convert into automatic, fully automatic weapons. But now, I didn't know that you could just go out and buy an Uzi. And who knew? You can literally go out and buy. I'm like, well, how much is this? He's like, it's about $900. It's a freaking Uzi. You know what I mean? Like, people don't understand. No one is calling for the Uzi to be banned. But anyone who knows about guns knows that Uzis are some of the most powerful guns out there, and one of the most, like, you know what I'm saying, even popular guns amongst criminals out there. But no one's saying, oh, yeah, let's ban the Uzi. Why can't you go into a gun shop and buy Uzi? What do y'all know about Tech Nines? One of my biggest gun mistakes, I used to have a Tech Nine. I got it used from the same spot years ago. But when I got my first AR-15, I traded my Tech Nine in for the AR-15. This is one of the stupidest things I could have done because I didn't know how rare that particular Tech Nine was. But that is very, you know what I'm saying, those are also very powerful guns, very dangerous guns. And watch this, very popular amongst the criminals on the street. A lot of people don't understand, doesn't matter what kind of gun you have. There are all types of weapons out there. And again, gun enthusiasts know everything that I'm talking about is true. But this show today is more so for the everyday people who are not into guns. They're not really familiar with guns. They, you know what I'm saying? They don't understand it. So I'm just trying to explain that when you turn on your news and you hear people talking about the AR-15, just please understand it's not just the AR-15 that's the issue. The AR-15 is nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's just one of many, 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 many types of big and badass guns that any and everybody can go buy. You know, please understand that. So, to wrap up that particular story, so I said, you know what, I'm not going to buy the Uzi. You know, I chilled out, although at some point I may buy it just to add to the collection. We'll see. But I did end up buying a weapon. One gun that I never had was a shotgun. I never, you know, everyone has different, you know, shot. That's what they say. Oh, you got to get the shotgun. You got the daughter. You know, I'm not into all that. I just like having a collection, but I had no shotgun. I didn't want your old, just regular, you know, pump shotgun. You know what I mean? The old school. I really wanted something cool, something new. So watch this. I actually bought what is known. It's kind of like they call it the best of both worlds. It's a semi-automatic shotgun. Now I'm just telling you guys, it's not to brag. I'm not here to, you know what I'm saying? I'm not into that. But I want people to really understand. Listen, really watch this. Really listen to what I'm saying. The debate is about the AR-15s, which has rather big bullets, but they're bullets, right? This is what I actually bought. I have a semi-automatic shotgun, which holds 14 rounds, 14 shells, okay? 14 in the shotgun. Now, if you know anything about shotguns, shotguns don't just take bullets per se. They take, shells, big old, big, long, and wide shotgun shells. Those things, put your index finger and your thumb together and make a circle. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, put your index finger and your thumb together and make a circle. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically the size of a shotgun shell. And you know what I mean, and look at the length of your middle finger, and that's about the length of them. So imagine something that long and that wide. That's what goes in this semi-automatic shotgun. Now you tell me. Like I said, it's no comparison. I mean, it's no, you know what I mean, either or. A bullet is a bullet. But trust and believe, a bullet will put a, you know what I mean, will go through you. A shotgun shell will tear your whole chest off. Do you hear anyone calling for the banning of the semi-automatic shotgun, which will literally take your whole body apart, literally? You know what I mean? Like, it will destroy your whole chest. Okay? But my, and so my point is, there are tons, and again, I didn't have any problem buying that gun, by the way. Obviously, I have no criminal record. I'm not a, you know what I'm saying, I'm not a criminal. I'm not mentally unstable, but did they know that? No. But I had no problem just going in there and getting whatever gun I wanted in a matter of minutes. I think that's too easy. You see what I'm saying? So let's just really put this stuff into perspective. You know what I'm saying? You can get Uzis and shotguns and, you know, yeah, you can get AR-15s, but there's I've seen some 22 caliber pistols that make AR-15s look small. I'm like, yo, what is this? No, that's a 22 caliber. That's a 9mm. Like, whoa, so you're saying that's just a regular gun? Yeah, it just looks badass. You know, but that's what the media won't tell you. The media won't spell it out for you. The mainstream, I'm the media, the mainstream media, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, they won't tell you that guns are guns. And the problem is, in the hand, any gun in the hands of a psycho, you know what I mean, it's dangerous. You know what I mean? I don't care if you got a little 380 on you, little 380 caliber pistol, a little small thing fit in your back pocket. If you're a psycho, that thing lets off 7 shots. You can kill 7 people in the school, pop, 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 pop. Little small bullets. But guess what? If you're accurate with it, what difference does it make? It's still dangerous in the hands of a criminal. The problem, and I hate to be cliche, I really hate to be cliche, you know, but at the end of the day, it's a fact that guns kill people. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Guns do not kill people. People kill people. I mean, really, like I said, I don't want to be cliche. I don't want to just use that same talking point, but it actually is true. Who heard over in China? A knife-wielding, you know, criminal went on a stabbing spree. You know what I mean? He killed 29 people with a knife. You know what I mean? Like, literally, that just happened, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago? Killed like 20 people, 29 people with a knife. Are we going to ban knives in China? That's all knives come from China. You know what I mean? You're not going to ban knives. You know, somebody takes a baseball bat and just starts whacking people in the head. Let's not ban baseball bats. Shoot, I got swords in my basement. I got swords. I got a sword collection as well. You know what I mean? All types of stuff down there. You don't ban swords. You don't ban the machetes and stuff like that. Why? Just because it hasn't happened yet? Oh, so I guess if it happens, oh, then let's ban it. Nah, let's forget all that because it's always going to be something else. It's always going to be something else, so whether it's a gun, an AR-15, a 9mm, a 45. It's always, listen, it's tons and tons and tons of guns. Please understand this, tons of guns, all types of exotic guns and crazy types of guns that you wouldn't even think. I didn't even know they made a semi-automatic shotgun. I saw he pulled that thing. He's like, look, we just got this in on a trade. He put that thing in my hand. Oh, I said, hey, here you go, right here, you go, right here. I need that right now. I said, I learned my lesson. You're not going to, you know, let that one slip. That's crazy. I showed a couple of my homies that are in the gun. They said, what the heck? He said, oh, you went all out for your first shotgun. So trust and believe, and I'm just telling y'all this, again, to push this point home. In the next few weeks, the next few months, we're going to hear more and more conversation about these AR-15 rifles. You know what I'm saying? And again, hopefully after listening to today's show, you now fully understand that debate is ridiculous. Because I just named to you at least 5 or 6 different guns just today that are just as dangerous and just as popular amongst gun enthusiasts. It's only the people who don't really know about guns that are talking about let's ban the AR-15. Like, for what? If you know about guns, you know how many guns there are out here. You already know. So let's stop that. And somebody else that needs to stop, real quick, before I forget, is Donald Trump. I posted this on my Facebook. Donald Trump, you know, like I said, I like a lot of things that he's doing. I dislike a lot of things that he's doing, okay? One thing I just thought was funny, he said, look, if I would have been there, I would have, and I didn't even have a gun, I would have gone in and confirmed the shooter with no gun. Donald Trump, stop. That's the hashtag stop, right? I said, come on, Trump. You know what I mean? You don't even, come on. Let's be sensible here. You know what I mean? You would not have, nobody would. And let me just say this too. People are coming down on these security guards. They're coming down on I don't know what they are, these guards or whatever. They're saying, well, they didn't go in. They were there, but they didn't go in and have a shootout with this. Listen, and this is no disrespect to anybody, but I know for a fact that I don't know what kind of position he had, but a lot of these school guards are making about $12 an hour, about $15 an hour. The same amount that people at McDonald's and Walmart make. And, I mean, and here's the irony. Watch this. They wanted the people with the pea shooters, the guards with the pea shooters, the little 9mm or whatever, to go in and have engage in a firefight with somebody with an AR-15, making $10 an hour. Oh, he's a coward, or he's this and that. I mean, hey, I can't speak to that young man. I don't know what I would have did in that situation. I'm pretty sure you don't know. Nobody knows what they would do in that situation. You can sit around and act tough like Donald Trump. Well, I would have did this and I would have did that. You don't know what you would do when people and bullets are flying at you. Nobody knows what they would do in that situation. You can try to act like, but you don't know. You know, and if I'm making $10 an hour and I'm outside and the gunman is inside, you know, and I have a little pea shooter, or if I have a gun at all, you know, yeah, that's my job. But I'm just keeping, y'all know me, I'm keeping it real with y'all. I'm not here to lie to y'all. I'm not here to front for y'all. Would I go in there and confront somebody with an AR-15 rifle, and I have no gun, or I have a little 380 or whatever they carry? Come on, stop it. You know what I mean? That's not popular, but it's real. People are saying, well, Donald Trump dodged the military. I'm looking like what? I don't know I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I mean, for real, Muhammad Ali dodged the military. There's plenty of people who recognized the fact that the United States is a corrupt, racist, and fraudulent country, you know, who engages in fraudulent conflicts and fraudulent wars. So why the heck would I want to participate in that? If they say, okay, we're going to draft you, oh, no, see ya. I'm out. See, I'm going to Canada. I'm going wherever I can go, wherever Muhammad Ali went, wherever a lot of other people went, whatever legal loopholes they jumped through to avoid getting caught up in that foolishness, guess what? I'm doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? For what? You know, shout out to the military. You know what I mean? My father served in Vietnam. My brother was killed fighting in the military. You know what I'm saying? So I have the utmost respect for people who put their lives on the line, you know, for our country. But me personally, that's not my calling. I have no desire to serve in the military, and darn sure have no desire to go abroad in a fight in Iraq. George Bush blatantly lied and said that that they had weapons of mass destruction. So we have to go over there and physically disarm them with our military, using military force. Like, okay, so we send our army over there. Oh, by the way, we didn't find any weapons of mass destruction. What the heck? So what did we go over there for? That was the whole point. They had weapons of mass destruction. Now you're saying that, you know what I'm saying, they don't? Well, then what did we go there for? And y'all mad at Donald Trump for dodging that type of foolishness? The United States has always done that type of foolishness. It's all fake. It's all, you know what I mean, it's all imperialistic. You know what I'm saying? We just want to increase our territory. So, anybody would have been smart back in the day to avoid that. How many people died in Vietnam? You know what I'm saying? In other wars, in Iraq, in Afghanistan. What are we there for? Oh, yeah, I forgot. The war on terror. Right. Because of 9/11. Come on, man. Y'all know who knocked down them towers. Let's not Let's not act like terrorists knocked down the towers. We all, if you really research the money, if you research the government, if you research who was there on the day and left, like, the day before, like, come on, like, it's, just watch Fahrenheit 9/11. Like, it's not hard to understand that, quote-unquote, terrorists were not responsible for 9/11. It's not hard at all. If you have a, you know, sense, a brain, and you know, the motivation to do some research, it's really not hard to know, like, wow, this is really what happened. So, I mean, you know, so why fight in a fraudulent war? For what? Like I said, people want to bash Donald Trump, this and that. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of things that I disagree with. That's why I'm not a Republican. That's why I'm not a Democrat. If you understand politics, you know that all this stuff is fake. It's one big show. It's the people above them that are pulling the strings. War, guys, is big business. Guns are big business. You understand that? It's all about the money. Let's talk about money for a little bit. So now they're saying that Dick's Sporting Goods is now no longer selling guns to people under the age of 18 or you know, under the age of 21, and they are no longer selling high-caliber assault rifles. And I say, you know, that's great. You know what I mean? That's cool. I mean, I don't see how – I mean, that's all part of the plan. I know that, right? I mean, at some point, like I said, get your guns now. You know what I mean? Even if you don't use them, even if you're not into them, buy your guns now, because this is how it starts. And, you know, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, yeah, that's why I wanted to do this show. Y'all are going to look back on this show and be like, wow, every single thing he said on this show was absolutely correct. Just like all these shows I've done in the past, they all come to pass. Everything ends up being exactly what happens. But everything, just go back and rewind this show about 5, 10 years from now. You'll be like, wow, man, no more guns, no more AR-15s, no more, you know, all we're able to buy are little 9mm guns. Then you're going to see stuff, oh, the government now is investing another $3 billion in arming the military. It's like, yo. So wait, y'all can get all these new guns, but we can't? You're taking away our guns? Get your guns now. Get your semi-automatic shotguns. Get your AR-15s. Buy a whole bunch of bullets. Get your 30-round magazine, 100-round drums, if that's what y'all are into. Because all that stuff will be illegal very shortly. You know what I mean? I'm just telling y'all, man. I'm getting mine. You know, I don't know about y'all, but you know, a war is coming. You know, not to scare people, but, I mean, you know, we live, unfortunately, we don't live in a good place. We don't live in a country where our government has our backs. We live in a government, or in a country where the government takes every opportunity to profit off of us and oppress us. And fortunately, they try to kill two birds with one stone. You know what I mean? Oppress and profit. That's where we live. That's what it's about. Walmart, after hearing Dick's, their announcement, I believe they also are now no longer selling. Well, they stopped selling assault rifles a few years ago, but they are now raising the age limit for buying ammunition, and they're raising the age limit for being able to buy weapons at Walmart. You know, and let me just ask y'all a question real quick. Have you ever noticed, or you probably, if you don't know guns, you don't really notice, but how come you can go into the suburban Walmarts and buy weapons? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But the in the hood, you cannot. What's that all about? You ever notice that? Like, go to your local neighborhood Walmart, and you can't buy guns, you know, in the hood. You cannot buy ammunition in the hood. You got to go out to the suburbs to get bullets. Like, when me and my homies go to the range, we go out to we stop at the Walmart out in the suburbs because you can't, you know what I mean? I always thought that was interesting. So, like I said, guys, I mean, I want to talk about the teachers in the classroom and all that, but at the end of the day, guys, if someone wants to commit a crime, okay, no matter what the crime is, because I find it interesting that the media only focuses on crimes in the classroom, crimes in these white suburbs. They're not talking about crimes, everyday crimes. You see what I'm saying? Like, if I want to go rob a bank, for example, well, I'm going to need a gun to rob a bank. So I'm going to go to the hood, and I'm going to talk to so-and-so who knows so-and-so, and I'm going to get a gun. It's not hard to get a gun, right? That's the type of gun control we need, is to be able to cut back on these connections. You see what I'm saying? All these connections that people have to get and sell, you know what I'm saying, these guns. But whether if you want to shoot up a school, you're going to get a gun. You're going to get your dad's gun. You're going to go buy a gun in the hood. You're going to, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about the suburban kids right now. Because this is really what it's about. It's, you know, we've got to do something to stop this. Interviews with the white mothers and all, you know what I'm saying, all these parents and these kids. What is going to be done to stop this? What do you mean? What would you like to be done? I mean, it's fine. Let's pass more legislation. That's fine. But at the, you know and I know, guys, at the end of the day, if somebody wants to get a gun for whatever purpose, they're going to get a gun. The real issue, I mean, really, I don't care. You can pass every legislation these liberals want to pass, every law they want to pass. You go pass it. Every restriction you want to get, do it. Let's just hypothetically say they do that. You guys do realize that these crazy-ass white kids can still go out and get a gun, still go shoot up the school. You do realize that, right? The legislation will not stop anything. The same way that legislation ain't going to stop these schools from getting shut up is the same way it's not going to stop these drug dealers and these gang lords, you know what I'm saying, gang leaders and drug lords from having these gun shootouts all over the country every single day. What the heck is legislation going to do if you got a beef with somebody and you want to ride down on their crew? What's legislation going to do? Legislation ain't going to stop that. Because for me, it just this whole thing is really stupid. The gun debate is stupid in the homes. We have to put these two-parent homes back in place. We got to strengthen our family. We got to reinstill values. We got to take some of these influences away, the singers, the rappers. You know what I'm saying? These people that these kids are looking up to for influence, we got to replace those people with people who are about something, who have substance to their lives. That's what's really going to, you know what I'm saying? We got to put these kids back in church, give these kids the Bible. I mean, we live in such a violent society. It has nothing to do with what legislation is there. If somebody's crazy, then they're crazy. We got to get them at the root. We got to stop the crazy. Let's pray for these kids. Let's get them into some after-school programs or something. Let's put funding in the after-school program so they have something to do so they're not in the gangs. Let's strengthen these music programs, these recreational centers. You know what I'm saying? Let's put some money there. Let's focus more on that than this legislation that at the end of the day really isn't going to do anything. Not to mention the fact that it's infringing upon our Second Amendment rights. Let's not forget that, because a lot of these regulations that they're proposing are absolutely infringing upon our Second Amendment and our constitutional rights, which is not okay. Nobody wants to see kids shot. Nobody wants to see anybody shot. But you still can't take away our right to bear arms. You know what I mean? So let's talk a little bit about these classrooms, because this is the debate right now. They're saying, well, you know, they're to avoid this, you know, let's have some guns actually in the classrooms in the hands of the teachers so that if someone comes into the room, starts shooting, then – you know, at least someone would be there to protect them and defend themselves, and as well as the kids. I personally, I mean, I'm conflicted on it. I am conflicted on it. I feel like I'll say this. What I've said, I said this online. I feel like, my experience has been the places where guns are known to be present, okay? The places where people are known to carry guns legally and illegally for that matter, those are some of the most nonviolent places, okay? Like, how many fights, how many shootings do you hear about at the gun range? You don't, because you just, like, you know, like, you know what I mean? Everyone has a gun, so it's not too much to fight about. You don't want to have a conflict with someone. Or, like, I mean, there's so many different places where guns are present. It's really the places where it's like, okay, I know I can go in here and cause some trouble. I know if I have a gun, the vast majority of people most likely won't have a gun. Like these churches. You know, I think like these schools, I believe, unless they have a death wish, unless they're one of these suicidal maniacs that really doesn't care, which a lot of them aren't, a lot of them, if they have no exit plan, if they're not planning on leaving alive, I'm pretty sure they knew whether there was armed security there, whether there were armed teachers there, or whatever was there, I think they'd be a little less likely to go there with these plans of shooting the place up. That's just my thoughts. Now, if you do that, obviously there are other potential problems or potential risks that come along with that, obviously. You know, the first thing I've heard people talking about were, you know, oh, now these kids are going to be the ones getting shot, and, you know, racist, just like we got racist cops shooting people, it's probably going to be racist teachers shooting people. I mean, I'm not really, you know, I don't think that would be something we'd hear too much about. I think that with anything, you would need to put a very strict policy in place, okay? The gun would be locked up, you know what I'm saying, and only to be unlocked in the event of an active shooter, you know, something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe I have it in a box somewhere, locked up, you know, so where only the teacher has a key, but there's strict protocols in place on when and why you could even be cool with something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but nothing crazy, not having, like, the gun on the teacher's hip while they're teaching. Like, come on, we don't need all that. But you know what I mean? I think that if these shooters knew, like, all right, there are guns in this school, you know what I'm saying, there are security guards in this school or whatever the case is, I think we see, you know, that they may pick a different school. That's just my thoughts on it. So I don't think that it's a bad idea. I don't necessarily think it's a good idea. I'm kind of indifferent upon it. I think that if we move forward with it, I would want to see what protocol would be in place with it. So that's my thoughts. You know, metal detectors, absolutely. You know, let's put metal detectors in these schools. Why not? Now, I didn't have metal detectors in my school, any of my schools when I was growing up, but, you know, we live in a different time right now, you know, so maybe that's what we need. Just make sure, because, you know, now you're seeing kids go with knives, you're seeing kids come to school with guns in their book bags. You know, it's crazy. You know, I just posted a video last week when I was live. I told y'all, you know, I was driving down the street, kids riding around in these freaking ATVs, illegal ATVs in the street. Now I'm telling y'all, a couple of days ago, I'm driving down the street, they're literally brawling right in the street. You know, and these are kids coming from school. So what happens is the fights. See, we got people, they're not looking at it the right way. They're not looking at it the right way. They're looking at the gun as the problem. But if we're at a place in society where a gun is a problem, it's already too late. You see what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people haven't seen these conflicts start from the beginning. See, I've seen conflicts start from the beginning. You know, I've been on the basketball court where two people were, you know, two ignorant kids, just no home training, no respect. We're playing basketball and them talking trash to one another, you know what I'm saying, like back and forth the whole time, disrespecting each other's mom, talking trash, taking it too far, you know, and there's a fight on the court. There's a fight in the gym, right? And then, you know what I'm saying, the fight leads to, you know, another fight. Then that fight leads to someone going to his car, and getting his gun and shooting up the playground. I've actually seen that. So while a lot of people might be like, okay, see, the gun was the problem, no, the problem isn't the gun. The problem is with the ignorant niggas who have no idea how to just fight whoever win or lose and then go home and that be that, like they did back in the day. That's the real problem. The real problem is the lack of black fathers in these homes to teach these young boys, look, this is how you hold your hands. This is how you protect your face. I'm telling you right now, if you get knocked out in front of a crowd and don't let there be females present, which always, you know what I'm saying, hypes up the situation more, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? What do you do at that point? 90% of these kids are going to go get a gun because they don't want to take that L in front of their girl, in front of their classmates. I got to make that right. He disrespected me. No, you just got knocked out. So it all starts with these fathers teaching these kids how to take that L. Or, you know what I'm saying, if you win a fight, cool. If you lose a fight, cool. You come back, whatever. Next time you don't get knocked out. That's the lesson that I was taught as a child. That's the lesson that my brother was taught as a child. My brothers, they're by my father, by sis, by the elders in my family. These young kids of today, they don't have those lessons being taught. You see what happens? So while everybody's talking, oh, the guns, the gun is the end result of the initial problem. We got to get these kids when they're 3 years old. You say, what, 3 years old? What do you mean? Absolutely. My son is 3 years old. And now I see all this stuff. I see how it starts. Before I had kids, I really couldn't see. I could, you know, talk about stuff, but now I actually see it. If you let three-year-olds run rampant, they will try you. Absolutely. At 3 years old, these kids will try you. They will talk back to you. They will hit you. They will do all types of. They will try to do all types of bad things at 3 years old. But when you tell them no, and you put some, you might even grip them up. You put those hands on them at 3 years old. They will understand this is right from wrong. At 6 years old, my daughter is six. Oh, absolutely. You got to discipline those kids. They definitely will try you. I broke up a fight at my daughter's school. Not sure if I told y'all this last week or not. I gripped him up, though. He was hitting this other kid. I gripped him up. I said, yo, I said, you chill out. I said, we're not doing that. He's hitting this other kid. He was in second grade. My daughter's in first grade. He was hitting this other kid. I said, yo, come on, man. We're not doing that. Badass kid running around. Clearly no home training. Probably no father at home. But you see, that same kid, a lot of times, will grow up to be, you know what I'm saying, the one pulling the gun out because nobody got him when he was six. Let's talk about the AR-15s, but what kind of after-school programs do you have? And so AR-15s are not the problem if there's no crazy kids out here that were raised right. Yeah, think about that. You know, they got bulletproof backpacks now, and I struggle with that. You know, I even posted the question yesterday over in the Friends of the Data on Tolbert Show group. I said, you know, would you buy this for your child? And I'm still kind of conflicting on it. I mean, I said I would, but I really have to think about that because I don't know if that's the message that I want to send to my child. When you go to school, you should be able to feel like you go to school and learn. You got to have faith in God that you'll be okay. You got to pray and just know that things will be okay. So I don't know if I would want that for my daughter or my son. You know, I would pray that that would never have to be an issue. But in today's society, you know, it is an issue. So I'm not sure about that. I'll come back to you. You know what I mean? But that's where we're at right now. You know what I'm saying? But understand, it's the kids. It's these adults. It's not the guns. The guns aren't the problem. You could pass, like I said, you could pass all the legislation you want. But at the end of the day, if somebody's crazy, then they're crazy. You know what I mean? One of the things I noticed that was interesting, I saw this on the news, and this is kind of unrelated, but not really. You know, because, I mean, isn't that what we're here for? We're here to talk about how to save these kids, right? How to save lives, how to prevent lives from being killed or being taken and kids being killed. But if that's what we're talking about, I think yesterday or the day before, they had the March for Life. And Donald Trump became the first president in history to actually speak at the March for Life. And my question is, there are way, not even a comparison, way more abortions every single year than there are kids killed for mass shootings. So my question is, if we're going to ban guns, specific guns like the AR-15, then please, I'm just asking, why would we not ban abortions? Why would we be Christians who are about preservation of life and not stop something that literally ends the life of millions of babies every single year? Why would we have abortions be legalized but ban one particular type of gun that isn't even the highest used gun in mass shootings? What would be the purpose of that? What's the reason? To me, that seems like hypocrisy. You know what I mean? But no, I commend Donald Trump for speaking at the March for Life, taking a stand at the March for Life. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch a lot of news yesterday, but I didn't see a lot of coverage on the March for Life. I didn't see social media flooded with comments about the March for Life like it should. You know, and I think that we need, that's where it, you know, that's, to me, that's what's really important. If we're really about protecting kids and saving lives, let's really do it. Let's really take a stand, you know, against murder, which is what abortion is. So I'm going to wrap it up, guys. That's pretty much all I wanted to talk about today as far as guns were concerned. But, you know, think about this. Like I told you, we're going to see more and more over the next several years, next several weeks, months, and years. And I would like to see us have the conversation, but have the conversation from a rational perspective, from a logical perspective. You know, common sense gun laws absolutely are what we need. Stiffer penalties, you know what I mean, harsher penalties. You know, let's put these people, forget 5 years, 15 to 20 years for illegal guns, murder, shootings, assault. You know, let's really make it so that people know if you pick up a gun to shoot someone, to kill someone, you should forget about your life. You know what I mean? That's where we need to be at with it. We really want to be extreme. Let's be extreme. You can be extreme without infringing upon law-abiding citizens' rights. I believe, and I want to be clear, I believe that law-abiding citizens should have the right to go out and buy 380 caliber pistols to carry around with them on their person the way I do. You should be able to buy a 9mm to carry on your person. You should be able to buy a 45 to keep at your home. You should be able to buy, if you want to have a Uzi, if you want to have a rifle, if you want to have a shotgun, you should be able to have these things. There's nothing wrong with those things if you just want to collect them. You know what I'm saying? Banning a weapon is not going to fix a problem. You see what I'm saying? Fixing the problem is the laws, you know what I'm saying, that make it harder to buy them, and laws that penalize people who abuse them. All right, guys. So, again, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter. Everything is at Dadon Tolbert. Subscribe to me on YouTube. Ask Dadon. Add yourselves to the Friends of the Dadon Tolbert Show group. Look out for my new book, Redefining Greatness, The Virtuous Woman's Guide to Love, a little bit later on this year. And if you haven't already, check out my novel, The Love We Had, on Kindle. So thank you for listening, and I'll be back next Thursday with some more interesting topics. I'll talk to y'all later. Great men who will treat you, make you his sweet.
for come and rock your world. Let Dayton be your motivation. Shall let Dayton Tober motivate you, girl. Let Dayton be your motivation. Shall let Dayton Tober come and change your world. You don't ever have to settle for less. You don't have to be a fool. Call them up, let the tears fall down. Tell them how you feel so real. Little girl, don't be lost anymore. This brother has a master plan. Lean on his wisdom if you feel weak. I guarantee it will.
Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.